Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Persuaders at the Front Lines of the Fight for Hearts, Minds, and Democracy by Anand Giridharadas, examines a core dilemma of modern public life. People are being influenced at scale, yet many democratic movements still struggle to persuade beyond their own circles. Drawing on reporting about organizers, strategists, communicators, and civic entrepreneurs, the book looks at how persuasion actually happens in a fragmented media environment, shaped by distrust, identity, and algorithmic attention. Giridharadas explores the craft and ethics of reaching persuadable audiences without surrendering principles, and he highlights practical debates inside movements about language, coalition building, and the trade-offs between purity and power. Rather than treating persuasion as spin, the book frames it as a civic skill that can either deepen democracy or accelerate manipulation. The result is an inquiry into what it takes to win hearts and minds while respecting them, and why the future of democratic life may depend on rebuilding trust across divides. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, persuasion as a democratic skill, not just marketing. A central idea in the book is that persuasion is not merely a corporate technique or a political trick, but a democratic necessity. Giridharadas focuses on how ordinary citizens and organized movements must learn to communicate in ways that invite participation rather than demand compliance. And in an era when many people feel alienated from institutions, messages that sound like lectures or moral verdicts can harden opposition. Even when the underlying goals are widely shared, the book highlights the difference between informing and persuading. Facts matter, but people often decide what to believe based on identity, trust, and lived experience. This makes persuasion a relational practice, grounded in respect and curiosity. The book also challenges the assumption that only elites persuade, showing how community organizers and local leaders build narratives that help people see themselves in a broader public story. At the same time, it warns that persuasion can be abused, and it emphasizes the ethical boundary between engaging people and manipulating them. By treating persuasion as a civic craft, the book reframes political communication as a form of democratic care that must be practiced with humility and discipline. Secondly, the challenge of polarization and the search for shared language. Giridharadas examines how polarization has reshaped the terrain of public persuasion. Many citizens now live in separate information ecosystems, and social belonging can matter more than evidence. In this context, persuading across divides often requires changing tone, vocabulary, and entry points, not simply increasing volume or certainty. The book explores how persuaders look for language that is accurate yet welcoming, avoiding insider jargon that signals status within a movement but excludes everyone else. It also considers how moral language can inspire allies while pushing away people who might otherwise be reachable, especially when messages feel like condemnation. The book pays attention to the practical work of translation, how to talk about economic fairness, racial justice, public health, or climate risks in terms that connect to different values and daily concerns. This does not mean abandoning principles. Instead, it is about building a bridge from where people are to where democratic problem solving needs to go. By focusing on shared language, the book shows that persuasion is often less about a perfect argument and more about creating a common frame where disagreement can occur without dehumanization. Thirdly, organizing, relationship building, and the power of listening. Another major topic is how persuasion is built through organizing rather than broadcasting. The book underscores that durable opinion change often comes from relationships, repeated contact, and community norms, not viral moments. Giridharadas describes how organizers and civic advocates invest in listening before messaging, learning what people fear, hope for, and experience in their daily lives. This listening is not a performative exercise. It is a way to identify the real barriers to alignment, including mistrust rooted in past neglect by institutions. The book highlights tactics that prioritize conversation over confrontation, such as meeting people in familiar settings, building local leadership, and creating spaces where someone can revise their views without losing dignity. It also shows why persuasion is frequently slow. People need time and social permission to change their minds. Organizing provides that permission by embedding new ideas in trusted networks. The book's emphasis on listening challenges a common activist impulse to treat disagreement as ignorance. Instead, it frames listening as strategic and humane, a way to expand coalitions and reduce the appeal of demagogues who thrive on resentment and isolation. Fourthly, media, attention, and the high cost of outrage. The book addresses how modern media incentives can undermine democratic persuasion. Platforms reward content that triggers anger, certainty, and tribal signaling, pushing communicators toward outrage even when their goal is broad persuasion. Giridharadas explores how this environment distorts movement strategy by making the loudest voices appear most effective, while quieter relational work receives less attention. He also examines how audiences are segmented and micro-targeted, creating the illusion that winning a news cycle is the same as winning public support. The book invites readers to question metrics that prioritize clicks, shares, and short-term engagement over trust and long-term legitimacy. It considers the psychological effects of constant conflict, including burnout among civic actors and growing cynicism among the public. Within this landscape, persuaders must decide when to use sharp rhetoric to mobilize supporters and when to shift toward invitations that reduce defensiveness. The book presents this as an ongoing tension rather than a simple choice. By analyzing attention as a scarce resource, it shows that democracy depends not only on what people believe, but on what they are repeatedly trained to notice and feel. Lastly, ethics, power, and the line between influence and manipulation. A key theme is the ethical complexity of persuading in a time of democratic fragility. Jared Harada's explores how the same tools used to build solidarity can be used to deceive, scapegoat, and radicalize. The book probes the moral responsibilities of people who shape narratives, whether they work in campaigns, nonprofits, advocacy groups, or community coalitions. One question is whether it is acceptable to simplify hard truths for wider appeal, and if so, how to do it without crossing into misinformation. Another is how to respect the autonomy of audiences while still guiding them toward collective action. The book also examines power, who gets to define what persuasion is for, whose interests it serves, and how resources shape which voices are amplified. It suggests that democratic persuasion should aim to widen participation and strengthen shared reality, not merely win at any cost. This topic ties the book together by insisting that technique cannot be separated from purpose. Persuasion is portrayed as both a tool and a test. It reveals whether a movement is building a society of equals or simply seeking control with better branding. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who care about democratic renewal and want to understand how hearts and minds are actually changed today. Organizers, activists, journalists, educators, nonprofit leaders, and politically engaged citizens will find it especially useful, but it also benefits anyone trying to communicate across family, workplace, or community divides. The practical value comes from reframing persuasion as something deeper than slogans. It is about trust, listening, shared language, and long-term relationship building. Readers can apply these lessons to reduce needless conflict, broaden coalitions, and speak in ways that invite rather than shame, while keeping their principles intact. Compared with many politics and media books that focus on outrage, polling, or partisan strategy, this one emphasizes the human mechanics of belief and belonging and the ethical choices that come with influence. It is worth buying because it connects democratic ideals to real-world communication challenges, offering a clearer picture of why good causes sometimes fail to reach persuadable people and how they might do better. If you want a grounded look at persuasion as a civic craft, this book delivers timely insight and actionable perspective. If you would like to support Anand Giridharadas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.